I have received a confirmation this morning from the National Ambulance Service that six of those staff will be deployed to Inishowen in order to bolster the ambulance service there. And that's exceptionally welcome and very much needed and good news indeed for the Inishowen area. And indeed will be of assistance to the wider ambulance service in County Donegal as well by removing some of the call-out pressures from Letterkenny, which has been backing up Inishowen over the last period of time. This is something that both myself and Councillor Martin McDermott and Councillor Rena Donaghy have been working on for a period of time now. And the people of Inishowen have been very concerned about delays in ambulance call-out times. And as part of this deployment as well, there will now be a deployment base in Buncrana, which will spread the cover of ambulance service across Inishowen, and a deployment point in Buncrana will be used as well to back up the Inishowen or the Carindona ambulance base to ensure a good spread and the best possible response times.
There have been specific calls for extra personnel to be deployed in Carn, but our understanding is these new personnel will be based in Buncrana and not Carn on this occasion.
There's certainly going to be a deployment point in Buncrana as part of the new arrangement, but backing up the Carindona, the main Carindona base. What's essential here is that it's operated in a way that gives the best possible response times to Inishowen, and in particular that we ensure that the north of the peninsula, which is left very exposed in situations where the ambulance is called out, that we don't see the type of response times that people have had to endure too many occasions over the last couple of years of half an hour on occasions, and that we now see proper response times and the type of ambulance number of ambulance staff needed to ensure that the peninsula is properly catered for.
The issue with the ambulance service in recent times hasn't been vehicles, hasn't been equipment, it's really been personnel, and that will be on this occasion effectively a full-time ambulance crew now in Inishowen.
Absolutely, a full-time ambulance day crew will now be additional in Inishowen. And the issue has been personnel up until now, and that's a point that both myself, Councillor Martin McDermott, and Councillor Rena Donaghy have made in our meetings with the ambulance service, and that they have accepted, and we now will have the staff to ensure that we get the most out of the equipment that is already there, the ambulances that are already there, and ultimately ensure that the service and the response times that the people of Inishowen deserve in the same way as any other part of the country, that will now be improved and will be what the public are entitled to.